Nigerians have signed up to vote in record numbers ahead of Election Day, February 25th.
The 2023 presidential election is unlike any poll Nigerians have witnessed, with a record over 93 million voters who are eligible to vote, a large chunk of them young people.
Tonight, INEC Chairman Mahmoud Yakubu confirms the presidential and National Assembly elections will go ahead as scheduled on Saturday across the 36 states and the FCT.
From Triple E Media, I'm Antonietta Kalunta, and this is The Backstory.
So it's, what time is it? 7:10 in the morning, Saturday the 25th of February, and I'm in my car on my way to my polling unit. Technically, I'm not supposed to be driving to my polling unit. I should be able to walk, but in the process of registration, there was some confusion. And I selected a polling unit that's actually a bit far, about 15-minute drive, about 12 to 15-minute drive away from where I stay. So I am driving to my polling unit. I would definitely have preferred to have walked instead of driving.
It's finally election day in Nigeria, February 25th, and some of the humans of Triple E are out to exercise their right to vote. Dr. Ramat was the first one to arrive at her polling unit.
So I'm actually at my polling unit, and there are tons of cars on the road, so I'm not the only one. So I'm actually here. I haven't confirmed yet that this is the place, but it looks like it. I mean, tons of people are also here. I think I see INEC staff actually setting up right now.
Okay, it's 8:17 a.m. and about 17 minutes ago, the corpers, the NYSC young men and women have arrived, and they are starting to set up. It turns out that what I saw before was actually a table that they're setting up for voting. I just had like a 5-minute discussion with some random stranger who walked up to me trying to get my number, so that was interesting. Had to shut that one down. Really, at a polling unit? For God's sakes. More people have arrived. I'd still say that maybe there are about 200, maybe 200. Maybe I still think we're in the 100 range at this point. Mostly middle-aged and elderly. Elderly, so I would say somewhere between 35 and up. I'm not really seeing sort of really, really young people yet. But you know, it's early in the morning, so they're still sleeping, maybe. All right.
Doc's experience at this point has been smooth. She arrived at her polling unit early, and the INEC officials arrived around 8 a.m. to start setting up. At that time, there were maybe up to 100 voters already at the polling unit. Meanwhile, John, who was at the other side of town, was having a whole different experience.
So my experience already is terrible. So I woke up early around 6 to get ready. First of all, I had to find cash. I couldn't get cash yesterday. So this morning, thank God, I found cash. So with 200 naira, I took bike from my place to a bridge around my place. Then I walked towards another bridge that is close to the area of my polling unit. So my polling unit is Ala Homes beside Premier Academy. So I took bike, because the bike man did not know where Ala Homes is. So I took bike to Premier Academy. When I reached Premier Academy, I couldn't find any polling unit around there, nothing beside it. So I had to use INEC polling unit locator. And this locator was just taking me around this place, like he was taking me on a tour, because I was just moving in circles and everything was rerouting. They are not even sure where the place is. I was asking, everybody's like, I've never heard of the place before. So I was like stranded. And after some time, I found one mechanic who then said, okay, that he thinks he knows the place. Then he just directed me somewhere behind the Premier Academy. So I walked and I found the polling units. But INEC is not here. So there's just a bunch of us standing waiting for INEC. I'm tired already.
As John waits for the late INEC officials to arrive at his polling unit, Doc was already on the queue to get accredited.
So I'm on the accreditation line, and we have three lines. The middle line is for women, and then the two on the left and the right are for men. Now, the women's line is the shortest, which I guess I'm kind of happy about, but not really. It'd be nice if hopefully more women come out to vote.
But while Doc and John were able to go out to vote, a few of our colleagues, like Dominic Bakaji, were stuck at home.
My case is I couldn't lay a hand on my PVC. That explains why I was asking if it's possible for somebody to vote without a PVC. And apparently I can't. So I'm at home, been in bed since. I just came out. I'm about to have breakfast. So the story continues.
You might be wondering where I was at the time. Well, just like Dominic, I was at home because I was also among the many people who registered but couldn't collect my PVC. INEC has either not printed our cards or our cards have been printed and cannot be found. Which brings up this question. Why is the PVC itself needed in order to vote? Why couldn't me, Dominic, and all the people who registered but didn't get a PVC, why couldn't we just take our VIN to the polling unit and vote? My data was already online and in INEC's system. When I enter my VIN into INEC's CVR website, I can find my record. So in theory, my record and Dominic's record should already be in the BVAS, even if we don't have a PVC. Anyway, as Dominic prepares breakfast at home and I'm following events on Twitter, Doc is still on the queue.
So we've been in the same line since 8:30. Honestly, we haven't. In fact, we've been moving backwards. It's like they've been telling us to go back as opposed to forward. And people here are like, no, forward ever, which is hilarious. We're still here. I don't know how long this thing is going to take. I don't know how many people have actually even voted. So the process looks like we're actually going to get accredited and vote at the same time. So it's not like we get accredited and then come back to vote. So we get accredited and we vote. So once you're done, you're really done. It's just a matter of getting started.
The INEC officials at John's finally arrived at the polling unit, but they came without a simple essential item to help the voting process.
I think these people are unserious, because how can you come here after keeping us waiting and you come here and you're asking us for table? You don't have table. You did not bring table. I don't understand. See, I'm so offended.
John has a right to be offended. INEC budget for the 2023 election was over 305 billion naira. Yet, INEC could not provide tables for all the polling units. Cheap foldable tables are in the market, and INEC cannot provide for its officials. So, where did all that money go? While INEC officials searched for a table at John's polling unit, Doc was done with voting about 4 hours after she arrived at her polling unit.
Hey, guys. All right, so I'm done voting. It's 11:15. The process was straightforward. Once we got to the front of the line, there are two card readers. One had data for people with surnames from letter A to the letter L, and then another card reader had all the data for people with surnames from the letter M, as in Mary, to the end of the alphabet. And then once you get to the card reader, they put in your surname, your record pops up. The first thing they try to do is fingerprint validation. My fingerprint validation failed several times. So instead, he just did a face validation. And all that meant was he took a picture of my face. And at that point, I was told to move on to the next person who had like the paper, all of our records on paper. She then looked for my specific name and then she put a check mark on it. And then from there, I moved on to the next person who gave me three ballots, presidential, House of Reps, and Senate. I went to the booth, finger on the ink, put in my vote for each of the three, and then put my ballot in the box. And that's it. Whole thing, the actual voting process itself, very fast. It's just the queuing up, you know, to get to the front of the line. And I am not going to stick around. So as Lucky mentioned, some people will stick around for when they are going to do the count. I am not sticking around for that. I am heading back to the house. All right.
Doc was done voting. John was now on a queue to vote, but there was a delay. John sent us a message on our WhatsApp group. Annette just said the fingerprint ink for voting is finished.
Okay, I'm number 76. I'm number 76 and they are like 36, right? So we're still on hold for waiting. Someone said they had like ink at home, so someone went to get ink. So we're still waiting. I don't know why they didn't like bring an extra one. I don't understand how you... I don't know.
That's right, everyone. You heard that correctly. A budget of over 305 billion naira and they ran out of fingerprint ink. And if you're thinking it's because there were so many people out voting and that's why the ink ran out, you can think again. By the time all of the counting is done, this will be one of the lowest election turnouts in Nigeria's democratic history. A voter was able to get ink for the INEC officials and John was able to vote at about 2:30 p.m. Oh, and by the way, it was also another voter who brought a table for INEC to use. Meanwhile, Dominic didn't have his PVC, but he was able to follow his wife to her polling unit, and this was his experience.
We went there, confirmed that was her unit, saw her name on the list, joined the queue. It reached her turn, and then we found out that they had about two voting booths in the same unit. So when it got to her turn, they said we have to go to the other booth. That's where her database, the manual database list, that's where her name is. So we had to move to the other booth. So going there, we discovered that they couldn't do capture because they say the beaver has been shut down from INEC. But on the other booth, the beaver is working. Now, they couldn't capture her because the beaver on that other booth has been shut down. They just kept waving us left, right, till it became unbearable. So I concluded, all right, let's go home.
Why doesn't INEC have an alternative procedure for the officials to follow in case the beaver's technology fails? The voter register is already printed on paper. If the beaver's fails, why can't the officials be empowered to just verify the person using another form of identification and matching that against the printed register? Now, by the end of the day on Saturday and into Sunday, we started getting reports that some people who were on INEC register but who were unable to collect their PVCs were still able to vote. They simply provided their name and the digits of their voter identification number, and when the official found them on the beavers, they were allowed to vote. Had I known about that earlier, I would also have tried to go and vote. Because based on John's and Doug's and other people's experiences, INEC did not do anything with the PVC.
Hey guys, so in terms of the actual voting process itself, I gave the person who was handling the BVAS machine, I gave him my PVC. He took my PVC, set it on the table, and then proceeded to enter my last name on the keypad on the BVAS machine. So he didn't actually scan the barcode on my PVC or anything. He just started to enter my last name. And then when he did that, three photos showed up on the BVAS machine. One of them was mine. He saw that. And then he selected my name. In terms of the PVC card itself, it really wasn't used for anything. It wasn't scanned. It wasn't read by the BVAS machine.
So I just have to keep asking, what was the point of having a PVC in the first place? And the over 6 million registered voters who could not collect their PVCs were disenfranchised because INEC made us believe that the PVC was required. To listen to more episodes of The Backstory, subscribe to our YouTube channel, 234 Audio. This episode of The Backstory was produced by Ramat Mohammed, John Iwodi, Antonietta Kalunta, Uche Mba, Dominique Tapakaji, and Sam Tapakaji. Executive Producer, Ramat Mohammed. Copyright 2023 Triple E Media Productions. All rights reserved.